know.
You're on.
Okay. We're back. Does anybody know where the speaker is?
Is she in her office?
No. Is she down the back?
No.
I'll call her. I thought she was here.
She came back and asked Alice for the keys.
It's Health and Social Services.
She's here, she's coming.
How do you know?
She texted me.
Be tight there. Be tight there.
Charlie was talking a while ago. Chuck Maker.
Currently on hold waiting for the sponsor of the legislation.
Who's the sponsor?
Angela Pratt.
She's on her way. Okay, I am getting, I laid my paper down in my office, but I'm getting a copy of the Unity Bill. The gentleman who is coordinates the Youth Council in Unity should be coming in the door any minute, if you can speak further to the fundraising activity. But overall, I realize this is a $705 bill. I have discussed with all of you that it is the Youth Council utilized funds
in there? No. The original. Eli. No, I don't think it would have had a 705 in the program, in the revenue. The original, the bill, yes. So they utilized funds, and I will give you the answers to exactly what line item that came from in a minute. And they held a fundraiser. So they used that money to buy supplies to hold a fundraiser, which generated $705. So now they needed a way to be able to, or they're requesting a way to be able to utilize these funds to continue to buy more supplies, to continue to participate in ongoing fundraisers. They've stated that they've committed to, they've been asked by different entities and have been asked to run a fundraiser this weekend. So, a couple of members have asked me if they could possibly, an alternate route could be to donate the $705 to themselves in the donation fund. I consulted with the controller, and per the law, there's nothing that would necessarily prohibit that. However, it doesn't restrict for program entities to do that, and the accounting office feels that it could be opening the door for other nation entities to donate to themselves and be able to draw down, because that was the suggestion that was made, was to donate the $705 to themselves so that they could draw out of that without having to propose a bill. So there's that. They could be opening up a can for other entities to do that, unless there's an amendment to the donation fund, which was like ONC 1562, I believe. I know, I'm talking about the donation fund. I believe it's 1562. So there's that route, but it, again, in the opinion of some at the Treasury Department, that that's what it could possibly do. And then my question is if they're going to continue to have ongoing fundraisers, because if they're possibly finding money to have this fundraiser this weekend, then it's going to generate probably more funds. So then what happens with those funds? So, and then this would be an ongoing situation. So if you're wanting to hear more about what they're raising funds for, why, whatever, then Mr. Leland is walking in the door right now to discuss that, but I am trying to accommodate the Youth Council, the Unity Program. Mr. Leland, can you come and join us at the table here by Mr. Walker and find a fix? And I did go down the avenue that a couple of you proposed, and that's the answer. So if you all have any questions, this is John Leland. Are you the coordinator of the?
Primary adult advisor.
Okay, to the Youth Council.
Questions to Mr. Leland? Thank you, Mr. Leland, for coming.
Thank
on short notice, that. Probably.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Congresswoman Weinhardt.
So, Mr. Leland, I see your salary is not paid out of this Unity Fund. You no. Work for
prevention.
And your job is?
Family support coordinator / youth engagement specialist.
Okay. And so I guess what my question is the funds in this budget are specifically for the people that are involved in Unity to do activities, go places? What are these funds used for that's in this budget?
The main thing for the budget is the annual Unity Conference.
Okay.
And I'm not sure where the extra 1,100 came from, But we put $500 for business development, and that'd give, you know, the kids a chance to earn some money on their own. When they were under education, education had written their budget and included a line item for revenue. Mm-hmm. And I'm assuming there's a process to accomplish that. So we talked about doing that for FY19. And they've got different things that, you know, they make a little money and they want to try to make more. And want to put some of it back in towards the trip. And we've got eight of the members are going, so I wanted to take 10, but they didn't want to participate.
Okay, so the money that these funds were raised, like, what are you specifically raising for the business development or towards the unity trip?
Kind of want to split it between both. That way they have funds available for future fundraising endeavors, or and on the trip, we're just really not sure what the total cost is going to be yet. We're still trying to iron out the airfare and the car rentals and things like that.
When is the conference?
July 5th through July 9th in San Diego.
That's the thing that's open to all the members in the Unity Council, is that?
Yeah, it's open to any any Native youth. And
from our group?
From our group, any member of the Wajaji Youth Council can attend. We had set a point system into play where they had to earn 10 points in order to qualify. And three other points had to come from business meetings, and that's the hardest part, is getting the kids to participate in their meetings.
So it used to be that they had some off-reservation kids in the council. Do they still have that?
We have a couple. We have one that's active.
Okay.
And she lives in Norman. And I'm trying to get it set up where they renew their membership, update their information yearly, and just not getting the response I'd hoped for.
So with respect to this money, I mean, potentially you're going to be earning $100, $200, $400 every time you have a fundraising opportunity, right?
Hopefully a little more, but yes.
I mean, that's the issue I'm having, is that typically with respect to, well, this isn't even, well, I guess it's a program. I mean, we appropriate the amount of money that Unity, for example, might need to go on their trip. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what we tried to do this year, because I believe you've only used like $65 of your appropriation.
Yeah, they wanted to buy some food for a couple of the business meetings, and then when they found out the money was coming from their trip funds, they stopped that. And just collectively, we thought, you know, if we could earn money, it would be, you know, a better chance for more members to be able to go. And
is the money that you're utilizing for the fundraisers coming from, it's just coming from the general revenue?
Yeah, from the, I think the line item is just listed as the other.
Yeah.
From the other, the $500?
Yes.
They're originally.
So there was $500 given to go, and you took that money and fundraised with it, and you earned $705 out of the five. Although this says $1,205.
Well, our total that we turned in was 12, I'll say 1204 and 80 cents, maybe.
So that includes the 500 that you used to?
Yes.
Question?
Yes.
So there are there either ongoing or future fundraisers?
Sunday, we've been asked to do the concession stand for the Princess Sorority Dance. And we've been committed to that. And when I took over, I didn't understand the whole process or the budgeting process. And which, you know, I'm learning, the kids are learning, so we're I didn't know we would.
But the plan is to continue to fundraise this weekend and then maybe more up the time of the trip, or?
No. I hadn't presented to the kids yet, but I thought maybe in the fall, you know, if we can go ahead and when we do their budget this year, add the line item for revenue and donations, and maybe raise enough money to take the kids to the mid-year conference. And then we just did the Sovereignty Day dance, and then I started getting phone calls from Princess Sorority and stuff. Okay.
So are you going, so you want to use this money in July?
If possible.
And you want to use the money that you're going to continue to earn between now and July?
Oh, no. I think the money that we had requested right now, that we've already earned, that we had looked at using in July. Now, what we do Sunday, we haven't talked about that yet.
Would it be needed in July?
I don't think so, because I think prevention is going to fund some of the trip. We have their money is covering 4 people that are going. And
I'm just curious, how come it's not in travel? Money's not moved to travel. What is it? Is it being revised? And where's the $705 showing up? In other? It would have to be, right? It was 500 in other. Now it's 1205, but it's going to be used to travel with.
The support documentation. You can look at that, and the other will be described in the other in the support documentation. Do we have a budget? Approved budget? No. Okay, so we need an approved budget. And maybe a possibility of thinking of a different way to, I mean, I agree with Congresswoman Whitehorn. This is not going to work for us to continue to have a bill every time they fundraise. It needs to, I think that's what those funds were set up for.
Right. I mean, I agree that this, I'm trying to find a solution right now, but I agree that something's got to.
Yes.
I submit to you that I don't view this as a regular program, too. It's a budget that holds money for kids to travel to conferences with and to be able to utilize those funds for events that they're having. It's not like a proper budget that your pay and
right.
would be administrated out of. So I think it really is a different thing. I don't know. I think that us coming back every time they have a fundraiser and having to do this is crazy.
It would be, but I don't. What I'm thinking is they're going to have ongoing fundraisers, just like other programs or departments that have revenue. That revenue is typically estimated during the budgeting process, and then it's distributed throughout the line items where they anticipate using it. And we've always said, if you don't make it, you can't spend it. I think it, what I'm hearing, it looks to me like they're going to make around, they've already made $700, and they could make another $700 or another $500. I'm just trying to make this simple, but make it work for everyone, and then not try to set a precedent that's going to cause us problems in the future. Can we not change the revenue up here to $1,200 or even $1,000? And then why wouldn't we just put it right there in travel?
Because it's not for travel from and by employees of the nation, as I understand it, unless it is.
Well, it's for the youth council, right? It's unity.
This budget's for, is not for, the direct assistance is where the money goes for the kids to travel.
If it's coming out of direct assistance, if that's the line item that's used to allow them to travel, then why don't we just increase the revenue up here by $1,000 and move it into direct assistance and call it good?
I don't have a problem with that.
Because they have the budget to, like, for the Unity Conference, and that's what it's Unity. But there's other things that they wanting to do, to, like, be in the parade, or, and they need supplies to get a float together. They're trying to do more, get out in the community.
Fundraising efforts?
Well, yes, well, too.
To fund those projects, that's, I'm wanting to be more visible in the community. Not
like
just Pahuska,
a concession stand at the Indian Taco Championship, or you know, things like that, and then be in the parades and in the different communities, and kind of like, we're here, we're Wajaji Youth Council, here we are, and like to kind of also help get other kids from the other communities to join.
Would it not be easy then if we put $1,500 or $2,000, same with other tribal revenue, if they don't make it, they can't spend it. So that way, that gives an incentive to go out and fundraise. And if they generate it, if we put $2,000 and put it down here in direct assistance, if that's what they use to put on these fundraisers or participate in these community events, Indian Taco Championship, whatever they may be, then move that down into here, and then the youth council can use it. And if they don't make it, it's not there. They can't spend it.
Appropriate the money to them, then the money's there for them to spend. It's coming
kind
out of. It's com- no, not kind of. It's coming out of the general. Well, it depends, I guess. If it's put in department revenue, but I still don't know. I mean, that's a gentleman's agreement, I guess.
I don't understand that.
Yes.
Say they, you know, get donations. Same process with that.
Well, my impression is that there is a fund that there can be donated to, and if it's donated to
in the name of the Unity or the Youth Council, they have to say, I'm donating $1,000 to our Youth Council. It goes into this donation fund, and then it can be spent only for the purpose that person that donated designated. If it's just to the youth council.
So could you work a concession stand, and would the Princess Sorority donate, hopefully not tribal funds into the, but it would, if they made a donation into that fund for the youth council, then yes, it would be the youth council's funds now. I don't know what the mechanism is for getting the funds out. I don't look at the fund closely enough.
Well, we set up a petty cash account.
Well, but that's what I stated at the beginning of the meeting, is that the Treasury Department made comment that other, because this is a program or not a program, it's a nation entity that would be donating to themselves, and I don't think there's anything prohibiting that right now, but it opens the door for other tribal entities to donate to themselves and say, I want to put this in the donation, and then now we get to draw it down as long as we donate to ourselves, which kind of goes around an appropriation process for other tribal departments.
I'm going with you. This is getting too complicated for $705. Let's go ahead and amend this. Put them some money in there that we think that they're going to earn into department entity program revenue. As they earn those funds, they can deposit it into the treasury. And
this is the education department, right?
Or no, this
prevention.
Is
prevention.
How is prevention going to pay for part of the...
Mr. Potts is going to weigh in. I'm going to work
part
on
of their travel expenses.
Methamphetamine Suicide Prevention Initiative grant.
Has some money in it.
We've got a lot of it is for youth.
Betelman.
Mm-hmm. And, okay, on the revenue line item there, say they exceed the projected revenue they're going to earn. Is that just...
You'd have to come back.
Yeah.
To this again. So what do you think is realistic, $1,500?
Yeah, that's very realistic.
In other words, is that not high enough?
No, I think that right now, starting out, that's plenty. If it comes to that, then I say we go ahead and address it at that time. But does right now, this is a brand new thing to myself, the kids.
Because I feel like there's been fundraising in the past, but I want to say maybe it was like parents raising funds saying, I want, you know, or these children are going to Unity, let's get out in the community and have any taco cell or whatever for our kids to go. But now it's all kind of filtering through here. And also you all have more requirements, like participating on a point system of who gets to go. Because before, there weren't that many people involved in the youth council, but when it came time to go to Unity, like everybody came,
yes.
More people came together. So, okay.
Can we hear from Mr. Potts?
Yeah, just a second. Typically, with every one of our departments, we have them in the fall give us their estimate of what they're going to earn during the course of the fiscal year. And if it's a convincing presentation and we agree with them, then we'll put the requested amount for the fiscal year into that line. As a result, if they earn that money, they can spend it. If they don't earn that money, is what I've heard, I don't know. To my way of thinking, it's in there, we've appropriated it. But if you earn more than that, then the next year you come back and you've got a good presentation to make for, hey, it turns out we made $4,000 instead of $2,000. So we'd like this year for that amount to be $4,000. That way, we don't do this every
right. But that's what
days.
You just said you were going to do, right? For 19, that's what you all discussed doing that for 19.
Mr. Potts.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I was just going to ask a question on the amendment. Were you going to put the money in the program line, the program department line, or just the straight tribal?
I was just going to work off of this bill here. I was going to strike $705 and insert $1,500, strike $1,205, insert $500, and then put, strike $10,000 and insert $11,500.
That was my line of questioning. Instead of utilizing the line item where the $705 is, it would make more sense for tracking purposes if that is in the other tribal line. Because the way we track that revenue at this point is measuring.
So where is it? Where do we put it under revenue then?
On the tribal appropriation line, so line 54.
So just keep it as though we appropriated
it,
not we are not trying to guess.
Correct.
We are not projecting revenue for the Unity. Correct?
Yes,
okay.
Because that number is not included in projected revenue.
And you said line 54?
It's 54
like
and 54 and a half.
So basically now you have that money to spend. No matter what.
The result would be that they will show program income on their audited financial statements. So next year, you'll see an increase that was not spent there. And that is their justification to come back with their projection the fall of next year to say, we brought this money in, we'd like it to be appropriate in this program.
Okay, the $705 needs to be stricken too then under department entity revenue.
Correct.
Chair will entertain some motions with
I'm
six
working
months
on it.
Left in the meeting.
Tony, are you wearing your readers yet? I'm there.
Where are your readers?
They're right here.
Get them on your head.
Just about the last 2 years, it's starting to get me.
It happens when you turn 40. It didn't happen.
You need a wife on too.
I put them on yesterday and they were rolling.
Like, how does he see through these?
I have to take mine off to read.
He's a big reader. It happens to everybody but me.
So we need to basically get with the kids and have them set up a schedule of
events
they want to fundraise at or participate in.
Direct assistance.
FY19.
Wherever you'd like to put it, in expenses.
Does it need to go in direct expenses, on non-administrative expenses?
I would believe so.
Okay.
Last meeting of the day.
No, there's another meeting. No,
I think there's rules or something.
There's a meeting from 3:15 to 4:15.
Okay, I'm ready. Page 2, line 54, strike 11,500 and insert 13,000. Line 55 and a half, strike 705. Line 72, strike 10,000 and insert 11,500. Line 75 and a half, strike 1,205 and insert 500.
Do you understand that?
Strike 1,205 and insert what?
500.
And what was the third part?
That was the last part.
No, but it's
three
parts.
And adjust totals accordingly.
So what is the impact of that?
Let me continue.
I like how you write sideways on those papers.
Line 76 and a half.
He does all the time, doesn't he? Mm-hmm.
Just a rule breaker.
I get that from my dad.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm not going to Google that. Okay. Wait. 76. I'll call it 76. Strike. 13,705. Okay. You want to look at that, Eli?
I'll say.
And the last part of the amendment is line 76, strike 12,205 and insert 13,705.
So effectively, what have you done to put how much money in?
I added $1,500 to their tribal appropriation, and I struck the $705 that was the original amount of this bill out of department entity program revenue. And then I moved the $1,500 down to direct assistance, and that's where they said they would utilize it out of. So I struck 10,000 and put 11,500. I reinserted, or I struck 1205 and put it back to $500 under equipment acquisition. And then I added the $1,500 under total expenses from 12,205 to 12,705.
Second.
Equipment acquisition or
any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying yes. All right, yes.
That 75 is, did you mean to do other or equipment acquisition? Because 75 is other.
That's where it is other.
So,
let me see.
Is that right? 75? Yeah. Is it less 75?
1 minute.
All right. Okay.
The original bill was $500.
Okay. All right.
All those in favor signify by saying yes?
Yes.
Any opposed? Is there any more movement?
Motion to report out, Owen.
Second.
CA 1883 as amended to Congress with the due pass recommendation. What'd I say?
1883.
1813.
Put those readers on.
I move to report ONCA 1813 to Congress, or 1813 as amended to Congress with the due pass recommendation.
Second. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Without objection, we are adjourned.
No objection.
All right. Thank you, John.
Thank you for coming in. Sorry about the short notice.
Uh-huh. Class of 90.
Give away our age.